Okay, so start off with no Edinburgh derby to look forward to. What's the big game that you're looking for?
Celtic. Obviously, yeah. You want to play the champions. Obviously, you want to put your abilities against the best, you know, and at the minute, Celtic are the best, and that's the ones we're looking forward to, I would imagine.
Yeah, and as a former Rangers man, is there extra impetus for you to get one over Celtic?
Well, it's always nice to beat Celtic, you know, regardless of that fact. But you know, we know it's going to be tough games, so we're going to have to be up for it, you know, and on our game that day. But you never know, you know. So hopefully we played them in the cup, both cup competitions last year, and unfortunately got beat both times. So it's hopefully we can get a bit of revenge.
Excellent. And what are the hopes for the season? Is top six something?
I think top six is a realistic. You know, we're not getting carried away. You know, it's going to be a tough league this year. You know, it's a big step up for us in strength and physicality more than anything. You know, you're up against better players week in, week out. So, you know, we know it's going to be a tough season. But, you know, if we can take what we done last season, you know, and add to it and improve, then hopefully we'll give a good account of ourselves next year. And hopefully, I'd say top six isn't too much of, you know, it's a pretty realistic aim.
And with that in mind, how happy are you with the sort of the start that you've been given fixtures-wise? No Celtic game until the 26th.
Yeah, obviously it gets us a few games under our belt, you know, to get a bit of momentum. Hopefully a few points on the board before, obviously, you get the tough games, you know, Dundee United, Aberdeen, Celtic. So, you know, it's a good start for us, but by no means they're all going to be tough games. You know, we're under no illusions. You know, even home games are going to be tough. So we're going to have to be up for it and playing to our best.
Excellent. And the Celtic game aside, I mean, what fans look for on the fixture list is obviously where they're going to be over the Christmas and New Year period. As players, is that a similar sort of thing, or does it not really come into your thinking?
Obviously, you like to see who you're playing around the Christmas fixtures, if you're home and away and things like that, because that can obviously take a bearing on where you're staying, because sometimes if you're away up in Inverness and Aberdeen on Boxing Day, you could be away on Christmas night. So it's things like that you look at from a family point of view. But Celtic at home is a nice one on Boxing Day, you know, one to look forward to over the Christmas period.
Excellent. And then finally, what will it mean for Scottish football to have a high profile sponsor back on, sort of pumping money into the football and raising the profile?
It's, you know, it's fantastic. You know, it's what Scottish football has been crying out for. You know, the more money that can get pumped in, it's going to help the game, help promote the game, help the grassroots level, you know, the better, you know. So, you know, whatever's good for Scottish football, you know, I'm all for, and, you know, hopefully it can carry on for a lot of years to come and improve the standard and the quality of Scottish football.